Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to show 282 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today, we are going to talk about the culture of self-improvement. One way or another, most of us strive to be better than we really are. We would love to look better, be more successful, and feel better than we really are. Many of us constantly try to improve ourselves, our working styles, and our lives, taking care of our health, searching for our purpose in life, trying to make a difference in the world, developing our skills for the workplace, and working on private relationships. Now, let us assume that self-improvement is the way forward to feeling better about ourselves. But then, why do we feel so exhausted trying to be perfect everywhere and all the time? Our international guests today from Georgia, Turkey, and China offer different perspectives on the self-improvement culture. What motivates us to improve ourselves? Is it the positive feeling of achievement, of being our best selves, or rather the fear of turning into a failure at work and in our relationships? How far can or should we try to change in order to improve? And finally, who defines what is an improvement and how do we know when to stop? Let us listen to a short preview of what we will hear from our international guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Determined, we will listen to Teona from Georgia. As she is clearly a member of the self-improvement culture, Teona already knows what she wants to have achieved in 10 years' time and has identified which extra skills the future Teona needs to be a member of this self-improvement culture.
I see my future person right now. Like, I already have imagined how is Teona after 10 years. So that is reason why I am trying to gain new skills, because I know what Teona needs after 10 years. She has realized.
In our second story, Absolutely Risky, we will hear from Beza. She shares that in order to improve herself, she had to leave her cultural comfort zone and take the big risk of leaving her home country, Turkey.
I moved to Poland because I always think I can't improve myself in Turkey. It can be better if I learned from different culture. And it was risk to come Poland because I changed all my life. I left my from family, from my job. You are in a new culture, new country.
In our third story, Absolutely Aware, we listen to Johnson from China. He tells us how the Chinese self-improvement culture encourages a strong awareness of losing face in front of others and to keep up one's dignity. In some cases, this fear of losing face may be stronger than the fear of death.
In Chinese culture, people are comparing with each other. When they are young, they compare their grades, and then universities they study in, and then later the house, cars. The Chinese people, they are afraid of losing faces even more than death. So yeah, people is trying to keep their faces, not to lose faces in front of others.
Now let us begin the show. In our first story, Absolutely Determined, Natalia talks to Teona, our guest from Georgia. Where does the motivation for self-improvement come from? Teona's motivation to improve herself comes from her constant dissatisfaction with her own work and with her results. As a keen member of the self-improvement culture, Teona learned how to transform her dissatisfaction into striving to be more productive and determined about her future goals. And no matter how big these goals are, Teona does not feel pressure, but rather pleasure in improving her life and learning new skills, which will help her as the Teona she imagines herself to be like in 10 years.
I'm never satisfied by myself. I'm never satisfied, and there is one of the problem connected with self-improvement, because I always complaining, oh, you needed to do that, you needed to do that right, in a correct way. I have tried really a lot of times to gain new skills in different fields and improve it just by myself, for example, by reading books. Yeah, I would say it's part of self-improvement culture. You know, when you improve your skills just by yourself, it also maybe can help you in your future life more than things that you have studied at university. So yeah, that is reason why I all the time try to gain new skills just by myself, because I know it will help me in the future. For example, you know, I see my future person right now, like I already have imagined how is Teona after 10 years. So that is reason why I trying to gain new skills, because I know what Teona needs after 10 years. She has realized what's going on around her, and also she is the manager of one of the biggest company, and I would say that this company is Amazon, because I'm really fascinated by the conditions of this company, and that is reason why I enjoy and also reading books, direction of business, because the skills and the things that is written in these books, it really will help me at how to manage things in this Amazon company. I'm also trying to learn German, and after German I'm going to learn Spanish, and I also wanted to learn one of the Asian language.
Don't you feel overwhelmed about the pressure of the goals that you set for yourself?
Actually, when someone listen like my plans, they all like included you, they all the time thinking, oh, this pressure on yourself, why you do that, like it's really not necessary. But in reality, when I'm thinking in my mind, no, it's not pressure, it's just pleasure. Yeah, pleasure instead of pressure, because I really enjoy, for example, learning new languages. I enjoy when I'm reading books. I enjoy when I plan my life. I enjoy when I imagine how is Teona after 10 years. So yeah, it's not pressure. I'm all the time trying to enjoy things what I'm doing, because, you know, life is not really long and we don't need the pressures on ourselves. So I just enjoy my life and enjoy the things that I'm doing, direction of self-improvement.
What we can learn from Teona is that the culture of self-improvement and setting goals for yourself can bring about a very positive attitude and give you a sense of achievement. However, if we constantly have to achieve something great, like learning a new language or being faster or more efficient than others, is this good for our society? Or really for ourselves? A friend once said to me, the problem with running in the rat race is that even when you're good at it and you win, you are still a rat. Is this culture of self-perfection sustainable? Or is it just another addiction? Even if we seem to be doing all the right things, such as going vegetarian or learning a new language. In our second story, Absolutely Risky, we hear from another keen member of the self-improving culture, Beza. She was born and raised in Turkey, worked and settled down and found stability in her life. However, during her stressful 8-to-6 job, Beza realized that all days seemed to be the same routine, and that because she had such a tiring job, she had completely stopped her self-improvement. Beza challenged herself and took the risk to rejoin the self-improvement culture by leaving her home country, Turkey.
Had a friend, we was hanging out weekends because in week we was working so hard, like I mean not 8 hours, we was working 9 hours in Turkey and like from 8 to 6, and 2 hours was in road, like 1 hour going, 1 hour coming. When I back to home, I was so tired, I was feeling so tired, and I just eat dinner, then I want to just sleep. Even like I didn't want to watch TV, and I can't spend time with my family because I was feeling so tired, really. And it was every day was same. And I said I have to change my life. I'm not deserving this life. So I moved to Poland because I always think it can be better if I learn from different culture. I stayed there 1 year. I studied management in there, and it was risk to come Poland because I changed all my life. I left my from family, from my job. You are in new culture, new country. It was really big risk. And I found and I become successful in Poland. I work in there also, a logistic company. And then I said, okay, Poland is enough.
Oh, really? So you decided to move again? Where did you go?
Actually, I came to Germany. I said, okay, you have to go now, like better.
But what was your main reason to go further to Germany? Why couldn't you stop with Poland?
Actually, it's also some kind of self-improvement. I said, why I will stay all my life to Poland? I can improve myself again. I keep to learn, Beza, and go somewhere. Go Germany, improve yourself, prove it like that you can do. You can learn new language, and then you can prove that you can live anywhere in the world. Uh-huh. But it's so hard.
yeah, I get it. And I mean, it seems that you put yourself in so many risks, changing the cultures, changing the countries, changing the languages. How do you feel about it now? Are you satisfied with your choice that you took this risk?
Actually, yes. Because of same time, I'm learning their language. And I will improve, of course, myself. And when you are become successful, you are like you are feeling so happy about this. Oh, I did. I learned new language, and I adopt new culture. I have many friends in here, so you are feeling so comfortable.
What we can learn from Beza is that self-improvement takes you out of your comfort zones, in the plural, again. And again, yes, I can learn a new language. Yes, I can adapt to a new country. Yes, I can prove myself in a new workplace. The risks of Beza's approach are obvious. We cannot always win. However, every time we lose or make mistakes, we can learn from them and get better. In our last story, Absolutely Aware, Natalia speaks to Johnson, who addresses the issue of cultural influences involved in self-improvement. He tells us how some people in China tend to compare each other's successes with grades at school, reputation of universities visited, prestigious cars, and even how successful your children are. This could mean that the goals which self-improvers strive for may not even be their own. The pressure is on not to lose face and to reach goals that are idolized in your society. Of course, the self-improvement culture in every country is strongly influenced by the national culture. But in our own surroundings, we sometimes do not even notice this influence.
Self-improvement means that you have some goals, for example, which is motivating you to achieve it, which is something actually very positive about your mental power, and combined with your real work. This is about self-improvement, which is kind of different from what we have in China right now, because in Chinese culture, people are comparing with each other. Depend on the different ages, when they are young, they compare their grades, and then the universities they study in, and then later the house, cars, and then the kids. The Chinese people, they are afraid of losing faces even more than death. So yeah, people is trying to keep their faces, not to lose faces in front of others, to protect their dignity.
Johnson, I realized that you have some kind of like a line between self-improvement and expectations from the society. How can we distinguish, like how can we differentiate self-improvement and the problem of expectations?
First we can focus on the word self. Self-improvement means it should be something comes from yourself initially, which is your own goal, your own motivation to achieve it, instead of the pressure from the society. I would also like to say about improvement, this improvement, it has a limit. So actually people have to accept, sometimes they have to accept that they are just normal people. You know, not everyone is Einstein, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is a genius. So just give yourself a goal which is available for you, accessible for you, yeah, not too high, not to give yourself too much stress. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the most important thing is still to live a happy life.
According to Johnson, we should not be too hard on ourselves and make sure our goals are realistic for us as a person. However, he also reminds us that it is easy to confuse personal self-improvement goals with expectations that are predominant in our societies. That really made me think. After listening to Johnson, I went through my own self-improvement goals and realized that all the lifelong learning, vegetarian or sustainability goals I set myself rather sound like the manifesto of our current green left-wing German government. Now, can that be right? Or do I need to draw up at least some goals that my own government would certainly not approve of? We all need to learn how to distinguish between what really makes us happy as a person and the cultural expectations of the society around us. Now, what about you? Do you have a truly personal approach to setting your own improvement goals? What do you think about the self-improvement culture? Is it the next fashion after the fitness boom? Do you think it can really make us happy as individuals? Get in touch and feel free to share your unique story with us here on the podcast. Write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes, and you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 3rd of March. Until then, check your personal goals against those of the cultural bubble you live in and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.